A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus was standing one day by the lake of Gennesaret, the crowd pressing around him listening to the word of God. He caught sight of two boats close to the bank. The fishermen who got out of them were washing the nets. He got into one of the boats, it was Simon's, and asked them to put out a little from the shore. They sat down and taught the crowd from the boat. When he finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into deep water, and pay out your nets for a catch." "Master," Simon replied, "we worked hard all night long and caught nothing. But if you say so, I'll pay out the nets." When they'd done this, they netted such a huge number of fish that their nets began to tear. But they signaled to their companions in the other boat to come and help them. When these came, they filled the two boats to sinking point. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at the knees of Jesus, saying, "Leave me, Lord, I am a sinful man." For he and all his companions were completely overcome by the catch they had made. So also were James and John, sons of Zebedee, who were Simon's partners. But Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on it is men you will catch." Then, bringing their boats back to land, they left everything and followed him. This is the Gospel of the Lord. One of the earliest pieces of ancient literature is the Odyssey. It begins with Odysseus being washed ashore from a boat. He's plunged into the sea and he swam ashore. That's a Greek attitude to the sea. Very different from the Romans, and very different to the Israelites, who were much more afraid of the sea. And even the Greeks had the limitations. No one in the Mediterranean would ever go far out to the middle of the sea, to the Great Sea of the Mediterranean. Any journeys that were made were usually made along the coast, partly for safety, partly so that they could provide themselves with water and food from the land. I live in Scotland, and Scotland is never very far from the sea. There's no part of Scotland where the sea is a great distance. I think about 40 miles at most. And everyone from my generation has been in boats, but I suspect some of the younger people haven't been in boats. I think it's true more and more and throughout the world that people rarely use boats for travel. Even fun boats are limited. And because of that, we forget how frightening and dangerous boats can be. Strictly speaking, boats aren't dangerous. It's what gets into the boat that's dangerous. Water. Or too much. Too many people, too great a load, too much of anything. A boat is constantly at war with the water, constantly pushing against the water, constantly trying to stay afloat. And because so many of us fly now or travel by car, I think we lost sight of the strange fact that the boat which changed the world, the ship changed the world, it travelled, brought people from continent to continent, has changed the nature of things. Plants and animals have travelled continents with us because we've gone past that era for a time. Forget just how dangerous but also how necessary the boat is. A boat is never safe, even in a river, an inland lake, but most of all in the sea. A boat is never safe. When I hear people who use the word dangerous as a compliment, "it's dangerous, that's good," I always think that these are people who've lost touch with what danger is. And that same mentality implies that safety is a bad thing. Well, the word we use for salvation, which comes from Hebrew and then Greek in the New Testament, simply means safety. If safety is a bad thing, why do we seek it? And why are we hidden the idea of safety by translating it as salvation? It sounds quite different from safety. In Hebrew and Greek, the ordinary word that's used for that we translate as salvation simply means safety. Nothing wrong with being safe. being safe is good. What's wrong is to think that at any time, any place in our life, we can be in safety. It's always dangerous. It seems to me those people who use dangerous as a good term are simply unaware of what danger is. Most of all, unaware of the danger they're in. As I said, the boat isn't dangerous, it's what gets into it. And the boat here is the church. Christ wishes the apostles to follow him. First of all, he has to take them out into the deep water. Be aware of how dangerous it can be in the church. But also to show them that they needn't be afraid. The church itself can fill up, it can take anyone. We shouldn't be afraid, not because it's safe, but because it's in the boat, we make our way to safety. That's what the boat is for. It can feel very dangerous, but we're going to safety. That's what salvation is. In our time, when we seem to have become very reluctant to take people into the church, when we've slowed down the process of baptism, insisting on many classes, many appearances in church, when we slow down the process of taking vows, of marrying, when we have minimum periods to wait, seems to me that's the wrong kind of safety. Because we're never safe. Doesn't matter how long you prepare or how long you take to take vows, to marry, to receive baptism, to receive confirmation, to begin to share in Christ's life through the Eucharist. We'll never be safe. Safety is ahead of us. And really the safest thing to do is to jump into the boat. Let it take you where it takes you. Shallow water, deep water, far out at sea, or close to land. Doesn't matter. In ordinary terms, in human terms, it's not safe. But the grace of God is going to a place of safety. That place, what we're saved from, what makes us safe, is we no longer throw away what we have, no longer abandon what we are. The safety of heaven is becoming ourself forever. The apostles learned a lesson, they left everything, they followed him. They followed him because they knew he was going somewhere. A place of salvation. A safe place where we belong.